This is the Local AI and Automation Edition for June 17, 2026. Let's start with a milestone moment. A blog post titled "Running Local Models is Good Now" hit the top of Hacker News with over 1,100 points. Vicky Boykus, who's been running local models since the early GGF days, says the landscape has finally flipped. On a 2022 M2 Mac with 64 gigs of RAM, she's doing agentic coding with Gemma 412 BQAT, served through LM Studio and the Pi Agent framework. The key takeaway: local agentic loops now work at about 75% of the accuracy and speed of frontier API models. That's not hypothetical. That's refactoring code, writing unit tests, bootstrapping repos, all on your own machine, no data leaving your network. Speaking of new open models, GLM 5.2 just dropped from Jipu AI, and it's genuinely impressive. Open weights under an MIT license, 1 million token context window, two reasoning modes, max for full power, high for efficiency. And here's the kicker. It's beating Claude Opus variants on coding benchmarks like Code Arena. This is a frontier-level model you can download and run yourself. Community is already building GGF quantizations for Ollama and Llama.cpp. The SpaceX and Cursor deal we mentioned in the main briefing has huge implications for the developer tool space. Cursor is now more popular than GitHub Copilot among daily active developers, and with SpaceX infrastructure behind it, expect Grok-powered coding features and potentially something called Origin, an AI-native GitHub competitor. The consolidation wave is here. On the open source tooling front, Aider remains the go-to Git-based coding agent for CLI lovers. And a new project called Archex is getting attention. It helps AI agents navigate repo context more efficiently by ranking and token optimizing what the model sees. No more dumping your entire codebase into context. One sobering data point, though. A Meta study found that experienced developers are actually 19% slower on unfamiliar codebases when using current AI coding agents. The tools are amazing on greenfield projects and isolated tasks, but complex existing repos still require human judgment. The takeaway: use agents for what they're good at, scaffolding, tests, refactoring, but don't trust them to navigate your monolith blind. That's the Local and Automation Edition. Models you can run, tools you can use, all on your own hardware. I'm Bob.